Hello, wrestling fans. You're probably tired and in bed still after WrestleMania weekend. Understandable. Not for people like the Horror King Gary, who probably didn't watch a second of it. We'll get to that in a second. I'm Jason. This is TNA. Discuss TNA Impact Wrestling, available everywhere you listen to podcasts. And we're going to be talking about the latest episode, which was the April 4th episode with Dolph and, Shelley. Also, Jonathan Gresham. I put re-signed in the title. Again, Gary, I'm going to have to ask you if that's right. People say signed, but I mean, how many times does the guy have to sign before it's called re-signing?
Well, it's kind of screwy because, like, with the re-signing, I thought he was kind of already under some kind of an agreement. And then, like, to say he's re-signed, it's like, I don't know. It's just really odd wording.
Well, how would you write it? Signed or re-signed? Because they have TNA Wrestling signs Jonathan Gresham on TNA.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that's right. But I have an art title right now. They re-signed them.
He must have been.
But you're going to change our title anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But to me, it's like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, he signed, like, a bunch of, like, when did he leave? I don't know, 6 months ago? A year ago?
The last we had seen him is when they were kind of hinting at a different direction for the X Division, and he was in a boardroom or something.
Like a pure title thing or something?
Yeah, and then he was, like, gone.
Yeah, not much TNA news.
Somebody said they really creative really didn't have anything for him, really, a long term.
Which, because they had so much incredible creative happening at the time last year. Jesus, get the hell out of here. Well, that's what they need more than anything, creative. They need creative really badly. They are very uncreative at the moment.
Yeah.
There's, like, no fucking news at all about TNA. I could have sworn there was this goddamn... I'm sorry, there was a little bit of news. Hang on 1 second. Let me... This is the news. There's a new... button on top of the TNA website that lets you hear a TNA chant, so they are working on some things. I'm not sure if that's what they should be working on. Honestly, it looks like it belongs on my website and not TNA's professional website, but
yeah,
it's cool, but it's also weird. And
yeah,
what do you think about it, Gary? I mean, I know you like the sound and you're a TNA chant.
I do, but, like, I mean, out of things that they could add, I could think of probably, you know, if I sat down one night and figured out what they should add to the chant or to the website.
The first thing you should work on.
Yeah, not exactly the, you know, I mean, I think we get that weekly. We don't need to add it to the actual physical channel, but
well, I do like that I can website. Click. I do like that I can click the button now for sounds. So that's cool. So there's really not much news other than they signed Gresham, and I mean, that's it. I was looking for a while because I don't know if I made this up. I'm pretty sure I didn't. I'm like 99% sure we actually have a podcast. We talked like 5 minutes about this where there were matches announced for some WrestleCon show that maybe got canceled because the only WrestleCon show I can find is the Mark Hitchcock Memorial. Rest in peace, Mark Hitchcock. Not sure who you are. Maybe whatever. Alfred's brother, cousin, I don't know. But I couldn't find the match. It was Moose. There was two matches announced. Moose versus Josh Alexander for the title. And then Jordan versus, I don't remember, but it had something to do with, who's the former TNA and WWE girl? She now has her own promotion or something. It had something to do with Mickie James. If that rings a bell for anyone out there, I don't know. Let us know if this actually happened. Like, I know. I read this. It was somewhere. I read it. We talked about it, but I don't know. It's not there. There's no news.
I did notice there's something we didn't mention. It was kind of newsworthy. There's a very awesome three-way dance on Explosion with Austin, Ace Austin, Speedball Bailey and Kushida that, like, impacted nothing, or TNA did nothing to really put it out there. We thought that was really surprising. It was on Explosion.
Yeah, I think when we talked about the spoiler part, like, I think we said, like, this is easily the best match of the tapings. Like, what? I didn't even consider it would be a Explosion match. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it got me thinking for a second. Okay, well, they're trying harder for Explosion, which is nice. You know, they had Rosemary and I think it was Masha last week or something, but you can't make the matches better than what's on Impact. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, because like just, I mean that.
Then why are we even watching Impact? We'll just watch Explosion.
That's the problem they've had. They've had a problem booking anything like must see outside of the pay per views or live events. They have had a problem booking shows like weekly to like make a must.
Also focusing on the X Division, which this fucking match, what this match is like, oh man.
Yeah, and then the lack of women, you know, very work rate women in the Knockouts division is getting to be a very alarming.
But there's not going to be this is not going to be a bash-a-thon, folks.
No.
Sure, there's no Knockouts. Well, no, no. They do have good Knockouts. The problem is they got to just get rid of the goddamn tag division, which they're probably not going to do, and it would just open up so many more goddamn Knockouts. Put in a mid-card if you want, you know what I mean? That still cuts them in half. Cutting them into sixes or whatever it is.
I was trying to figure out what they should do currently, kind of like the Knockouts are like no momentum. Like, I don't know.
I think that's the only thing you can do. It really makes sense. You just like, got to get rid of those fucking titles.
Like do an in-ring thing, maybe like start a tournament or something, kind of draw some women out that kind of, you know, like maybe we could get some, was it from Stardom, maybe?
Yeah, but I'm sure they would end up, you know, having those people lose and it would just be like a one-off, kind of like a special shows. But look at, we have some good news. Sports Illustrated reports that one of Nick Khan's potential explorations is to engineer a collaboration between WWE and other professional wrestling promotions. How many other professional wrestling promotions are there that matter and would work with WWE, that WWE would work with? AEW, no fucking chance in hell. They already work with TNA, so that's good. And we talked about this last week, right? How they kind of, you know.
I know for a fact Triple H has thrown also the name of New Japan out there, so I wouldn't be surprised if that's a possibility, maybe, too.
That's interesting. Didn't know that. I figured they would be afraid of WWE or like, you know, getting swallowed or whatever, but
yeah,
damn, that would be nuts. I mean, if they get like, you know what I mean, New Japan, TNA, like they can just stop. They're already dominating wrestling. They can have the second best wrestling shows by putting them together. Because holy shit, we got to take some time before we get into things to talk about the just unbelievable fall of AEW in almost every way possible. Looking at crowds, the crowd pictures, which we talked about last week, which used to be hysterical to, you know, people for that hated TNA, but now everyone is defending these pictures, which, you know, whatever. Their shows are just have been god awful. Do you know what match they have this week? I swear to God, I thought it was a joke. Swear to God, I thought it was a graphic joke that somebody made up. Dustin Rhodes trying to not exactly finish his story, but, you know, basically against Samoa Joe for the world title if he wins, he gets a world title shot.
Oh, wow.
Dustin Rhodes.
And as of late, AEW's been having to put tarping where you normally don't put tarping. That's how bad the attendance has gotten at some of their events that Jay's been sending some of the pictures
over. They have so many young stars. He is 54 years old. Okay, Billy Gunn is 60 years old. He went head to head with what the fuck, Jay White last week, who should be a star, and he went 50-50 with Billy fucking Gunn, who's 60 years old. How old is Samoa Joe? Do you even know? I'm in his 40s, definitely.
Right? I'd say middle, late.
He's 45 years old.
Middle.
45 years old. So I mean, this is the young company, right? This is the young fucking cool company that must be cool. What's cooler than fucking Goldust fighting for the title? Like, are you shitting me? And again, I went to the last three shows I've gone to in pro wrestling have all been AEW. I watch AEW every goddamn week and mostly usually TNA. I swear to God, sometimes I've been at the point where I was watching more AEW than TNA. And not really because I liked it so much. It's just, I don't know. It was like this, I feel like it's just this weird, I feel like it's like a science project where like someone gets all the money in the world and they're just a total fucking idiot. There's nothing they can do. They get every star in the world and they don't understand how to book wrestling. They just don't understand. They don't understand the business, obviously. They failed at everything. Again, that video game, which nobody talks about, which probably set them back forever, and I don't think they can ever make that money back.
Was
up,
that but, the one where they stole the commercial or whatever from TNA? I think that might be a bit of karma, to be fair, too. So,
gotta say, some good news came out of AEW this week. Mark Briscoe won the Ring of Honor world title and dedicated it to his brother. I know you're an old Ring of Honor fan.
Well, I'm happy for Mark.
Yeah. Also, absolutely shocking when his brother somehow responded, "Thanks, dude, but I'm up here in heaven, and it's WrestleMania weekend. Get back to me in a few days." I mean, I don't know how that happened. Super cool. Great to hear from Jay again. Sorry, bad joke. Rest in peace. But seriously, who the fuck watched Ring of Honor this weekend? Are you kidding
me?
They put on a show on WrestleMania Friday?
And isn't it you have to pay for Honor Club still?
Yes, it's nowhere. I mean,
yeah.
Here's a good question. Who do you think gets more viewers? The TNA weekly show or the Ring of Honor weekly show that is only on Honor Club?
Well, I don't know. It's getting pretty close these days, Jay. I don't know.
I honestly would think, yeah, they'd make the same here. Maybe TNA's winning. I mean, how many people have Honor Club? I never see people talking about Ring of Honor. Ever.
Which is sad because, I mean, he has all that money at his disposal. There's no reason why he can't get it.
It's not a bad show. They don't give a fuck. They don't push it. They don't promote it. So why would I? They have all these networks, and they said they're never going to have Ring of Honor on them. So,
well, I don't know why they don't.
So much fucking talent wasted. Like Brian Cage, who supposedly got heat from AEW, and I think he laughed like LOL in the post that, you know, he got heat over such a ridiculous thing of being at fucking WrestleMania weekend and taking a picture at like a gym with a WWE guy or something. That's what fucking. That's what they are. That's what the company is. It's like, I'm sorry. Even better. He was called a traitor by someone at AEW for taking a picture at, and that's what it is, man. Like, they're children. They are children. And WWE is this giant fucking company.
To be fair, we don't even really know for sure if he's really like a major, you know, like he's assigned talent for AEW. Because, like, their contracts are weird. Like, they're all elite, but. You know, how far does that go? Because we've seen.
What does it mean?
You know, there's like no, they have no 90-day clauses either. So that kind of tells me like there may be an extension kind of contract or something.
I think it's like a lot of PPAs where they announce people are all elite. You know, it doesn't really mean anything.
But you ain't going to hear about the PPAs when it comes to AEW.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, because they sign everyone forever and. Well, and in case you missed it, they finally dropped a bunch of people, which I'm sure is the start.
Well, it makes them look major cheap, too. So, yeah.
Also, I have one more note here I just need to get rid of before I move on. I was talking to my pal BJ about the we were giving each other updates because we weren't really watching all of, you know, this ridiculous weekend, like the Hall of Fame. I missed a lot of what you need to watch. So he mentioned Dreamer was at the Hall of Fame. And I quickly responded, free food. So I just want to. That one now. Pretty sure that's why. Also, our old friend Bully Ray was at WrestleMania, and I gotta say, I was totally shocked because I was ready to just abuse everything about it. But the match was so fucking like dead. Nobody gave a shit. So they just gave Bully they went insane for. Bully was like he made the match. It was kind of crazy. So I don't know. Good for Bully.
It was funny seeing him like in that picture. It was funny seeing him wearing a referee.
Oh yeah.
I don't think I've seen him wear one.
It looks like they told him to lose 20 pounds or something, and he did because like he looked like surprisingly thin. And okay, back to TNA bashing for a second. They did their thing yesterday on Twitter, where if you follow them, pretty much every time something happens with a WWE or I'm sorry, it's just WWE. They don't do it for AEW because the Twitter guy, I'm pretty sure, is a AEW mark who doesn't make fun of AEW, even though they are failing in every way possible, but will take shots at WWE all the time, like posting about Drew McIntyre winning the title in TNA. And then everyone writes underneath, haha, great timing, you're the best. And I write, fuck you. What is this? What is the purpose? You've been doing this for years. You're not gaining fans. You're pointing to a bigger fucking promotion and possibly telling people, oh, look, someone reading it, maybe a TNA fan, is like, oh shit, Drew Galloway's still wrestling? And he's on WrestleMania right now? Wait a minute, WrestleMania's on Peacock? That shit is free. I have Peacock. Boom. You just fucking sent another fan over there. Today they have the complete history of Cody Rhodes and TNA on YouTube. I can't wait to watch that. Jesus, an hour long. I'm honestly shocked how they got an hour out of that. Do you remember anything about Cody in TNA?
Well, I was very disappointed with a little bit of run he had. I thought he'd stay for, you know, I don't know. I thought maybe he might be a year signing, maybe a couple at the most. And then I noticed he started showing up in ROH. And I remember a fan at ringside in ROH saying, go back to TNA. And it's like,
wow.
If anything, he was more relevant in ROH because he actually, I think this is how all this plan came into play with the Young Bucks and AEW, yeah. I think.
Because of the ROH connections. And
yeah, I think they formed a bond with Japan.
Yeah, he cared more, blah, 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 moving on. And next thing you know, they made AEW and Ring of Honor was murdered. And now it is kind of on a deathbed living on an app. And TNA, I don't want to, well, got to be honest, yeah, it's not too far behind. With like 80,000 people watching in the U.S. and absolutely no fucking buzz heading into Rebellion or Rebellion's coming close, but just no buzz, nothing. No, I mean, I read something like where it said Jonathan Gresham bringing some, like signing Jonathan Gresham bringing some buzz. And I mean, okay, if you want to call that buzz, but I mean, that like, they have nothing. I don't know what they need to do, like... I have no idea. I don't even know what they can do at this point. Any thoughts on how they can quickly turn things around?
Well, I kind of thought there back when they were kind of hinting at the kind of the pure rules kind of thing to get to be, you know, with Gresham, I kind of thought there might be a pretty good storyline coming. And then I don't know if the moving away from Scott D'Amore and the different direction we went after he left, I don't know if that kind of got like totally ignored, and now they're kind of like digging.
Yeah, what was that, a week? Was that 1 week? Yeah, it looks like it seriously looks like they tried something different for a week or two, and then they went back and they were like, all right, let's grab Scott's book and see what he had set up for the rest of the year.
Well, I feel like this new direction would. Grisham kind of feels like something out of Lucha Underground. That's kind of the way it felt like to me, kind of like misplaced maybe or something.
Yeah, and with the vignette they showed, I mean, or the vignette he made, I don't know.
Yeah, because he kind of hinted.
Was that on TNA? Well, he did. I think it was on Instagram, maybe. I'm not sure.
He said something about a mask, and it made me wonder if he's not, because everybody knows
that's right, at one point
he did play manic or suicide, and like, you know, he'd said something about a mask. I mean, is that a proverbial mask, or, you know, is it really
no, it's probably a metaphorical mask. I don't think he's a very creative person, to be fair. Neither am I, and neither are a lot of people.
Will he be a bit confused?
Neither are a lot of people in the world. I mean, you know, he tried his own company, which I think failed, with Pure Wrestling, because I mean, how much, there's enough wrestling out there, you know? I mean, I think, I hate to say, you know, I know a lot of people love AEW and stuff like that, but TNA, I mean, it even has like a lot more entertainment than AEW. Like, it's more of an entertainment show, you know what I mean? Where AEW is just a straight up wrestling show, or that's what it's become. And hey, if you like that, great. Like, I don't. I like the, you know, I like a lot of the bullshit that goes on. I like fun stuff. For example, I actually enjoyed Mustafa Ali versus Rhino in an old school rules match because it was an old school rules match. And Mustafa Ali versus Rhino was kind of a fun match where he could throw him a little guy around and obviously lose.
Well, I was just saying going into the show, I wasn't expecting much out of this show. And I think it might have been the show of the year so far for me. I don't know
that's
if that's
the thing. I feel like a lot of the shows have been good, but they're just not like.
Yeah.
Not must see.
Yeah, I think this one kind of is that borderline must see kind of episode, because like you said, the Mustafa Ali with Rhino, and then
if it is must see, it's not must see like ASAP.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh shit, like, is this gonna happen on TNA tonight? That's what they need. They need like one thing, like where it's like, you know, is the system gonna add another member?
I did like how they incorporated a former sports talent and Jill Watson at ringside, kind of playing up his book and then kind of playing with the Ali thing.
Is he from Philly?
Yeah, I guess he was a Philadelphia Flyer, okay. Flyer from back in the day.
Yeah, always smart.
You know, I like it when they do that, you know, as long as it doesn't come off.
It's literally always smart. I mean, Jason Kelce, I'm sure you saw it. Yeah, I think I sent it to you. Was that Super Bowl?
Yeah, definitely. That was a smart one.
And he's not Travis Kelce, no offense to him, but you know what I mean? And he was still at WrestleMania. He caused the finish to one of the fucking matches at WrestleMania. Him and a guy, I have no idea who he was. Do you know who the other guy was?
I can't remember his first name, but his last name's Lane.
Okay, he's on. What is that? I guess he's on them also.
Yeah, I know the name ordinarily, but you had to put me on the spot.
Oh, bad fan here, bad Eagles fan here. I really hope Jalen Hurts is listening and maybe changes, maybe heads to the Giants because this dude's not a real fan. Okay, so yeah, that was a cool match. Let me quickly head over and since we talked about the show quickly, 7 point. Yeah, this is what I mean. 7.2. Sorry, really, really quick.
Lane Johnson. I was wrong. It's not Lane, right. Any Lane Johnson. That's close. I did get it right. It's wrong. But.
All right. Took him a little time, but we will give it a point to Gary. Okay. So our friend Christian Thompson, who took part in the WrestleMania thing we did on alldistractions.com, can't thank them enough. Basically wrote the whole article. Gave this a 7.25 out of 10, which is pretty much what they've been giving it, right, for the last few weeks.
Pretty much.
Like right around seven, one below seven.
Gone over that seven mark that you consider anything over seven, it should be considered a good show. I noticed he's kind of been kind of hovering over that seven since you made that remark.
Wow. Okay. I don't know. I'm looking at He-Man Shoes review on 411. Ready for this one?
What's that?
The final score, torture. But then it says, a solid show that was built towards the main event. Gresham vignette was intriguing. Oh, yeah, it wasn't a show. Okay. And I'm curious to see how it evolves. First class approach Bay, and you have to wonder if it'll cause a breakup. Yeah, that's really weird. Maybe it's a mistake how they wrote the word torture there. Because they don't write anything bad about this show here. A pretty good match between Zia and Ash. Zia has been solid. Nemeth and Shelley with a pretty good match. I mean, there's really nothing wrong. That's very weird. Must be a mistake. Joke, I don't know. Speaking of jokes, we are literally right about to have, well, speaking of absolutely not a joke, the world might end any moment. Yeah. We are about to have, shit, what the hell's the word?
Oh, the path of totality for the eclipse.
Currently, the eclipse.
Half hour away.
Wow, I never heard of the path of totality. Thanks for scaring me even more, jerk, with those words.
Yeah, I guess it's called that because on the path to where I guess you could see it at the best viewing for like attending the event is like anywhere from like Texas right straight up 12 or 13 states up that goes right straight through. Well, unlucky for us through our neck of the woods and into Maine. So more people are headed to Maine, so we don't have to panic like people have been doing as of late.
I was just worried. My niece, whose birthday it is today, happy birthday, Sophia, sweetie, you're the best. I know you're not listening to this, especially at the 22-minute mark, but I was afraid I was going to have to pick her up today, and it would be pitch black, so I was like, fuck that. And I was really shitting myself.
Well, happy birthday.
Right now, it's starting to turn dark a little, so it's kind of interesting. And, okay, back to TNA. After the match, Jake Something throws Mustafa back in the ring and one of his security guards and got powerbombed by whatever, Jake Something. So, you know, they're obviously leaning to that more, which I guess is cool if you're into Jake Something. I'm not so much. Promo for Nemeth Shelley, which, I don't know, it didn't feel as big as I felt like they were trying to make it to be. But, again, I'm not a Shelley guy. I'm a Saban guy. Always will be. Also a Hammerstone guy. Yeah. Gia Miller was at the entrance, gave him a little interview. I love everything about this dude, man. I'm just going to be, like, I feel like it's, maybe even it'll say something about the future or lack of future of TNA if Josh wins this match. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if they don't go with Hammerstone and be like, all right, this is a fucking change. You know what I mean? Like, change is finally well, happening. Think of
if he doesn't get a straight up pin over Josh, as I could see, but maybe neither winning the match. You know, like maybe just like it's a draw. Yeah. Or.
I just feel like he has to win. I feel like if they want him to be seen as a main event guy, he has to win. Whatever.
Oh yeah, definitely. We'll but I mean, I do know in creative the goal was to have Josh have a better 2020 four, and like you can't like I mean he did beat Will Ospreay, but then he suffered a loss at the hands of Hammerstone due to a low blow, I believe. And
like, yeah, I mean losing to Josh isn't the end of the world, but it's like I don't know.
Yeah, I mean
this one's like a change of the guard, you know, like.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to build up Hammerstone and make him, like, top tier if you're going to have him, in, like, yeah. Right off the bat in a rivalry.
Yeah, you know? That's why I didn't like the feud to come out to start out with. Unless he ends up winning, which, I don't know. I'm 50-50 on it. The Rascals come out, and the FBI from the old days in ECW came out. Little Guido, yeah, to introduce the new FBI, which, yeah, you mentioned before the show.
Yeah,
maybe they're going to be a thing, and they're going to stick around, because they're, you know.
Yeah, they go by the name of Zach Clayton and Ray Jazz, so.
Okay, actually, I'm pretty sure I saw Ray Jazz has another match, so I think he does wrestle next week.
Oh, okay. Well, I like that.
Maybe it's a Philly thing.
We definitely need more tag teams, though, so, like, I would be stoked if they could stay around, because I mean the FBI is a well
it's also a simple gimmick.
Yeah, and I mean they don't have to win all the time.
You don't have
to
watch the show to even understand the gimmick. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I still don't understand Ash by Elegance. I'm sure most people don't. Is she a walking perfume?
And I would definitely love to see Little Guido on TV as a manager, like weekly, because it's kind of something that Impact is or TNA's been lacking is a really good manager. Or somebody
and again, he's one of those guys. He just like he jumps off the goddamn screen, Little Guido. Like, and the second you see them, you know what they are. It's simple, as opposed to the Rascals, which I mean, they're potheads. And I mean, I don't know. They give up pot. We haven't seen them smoking since.
Well, it makes me wonder if we might see a little like old ECW talent show up as managers. Maybe like a Blue Meanie or something like
that. They need it. They need something.
I would be more than. You know, then stoked to see that on Impact because TNA would make it, you know, a little bit more nostalgic in a cool way, you know.
Also more of fucking not PG shit all the time. I mean, look what WWE's cursing.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
crazy, like.
Yeah, you want to get some of the best that have done, you know, like did some like death-defying things, you know, that could still probably pull it off.
Let them go. Let people go crazy. Let like it's freaking they own their own network, you know? What are they gonna sue themselves or something? Are they gonna yell at themselves? Yeah. I don't know how that all works, but whatever. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not too into the whole Gresham thing. I'm a little worried. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't like the mask idea. That would be super weird because we know who it is. Yeah. But we'll see what happens. I'll give it a chance. What I won't give a chance is Trent Seven, who is facing Moose next week. Dude, get a haircut. I don't know, get in shape. I don't know what it is. I don't like you. No offense. Well, yeah, I guess offense. I can also speak for Gary, who's a nice person, but he also doesn't like you.
Yeah, that's coming from somebody that has a hair, you know, very much like a grizzled old vet. So,
yeah.
We might want to
come back for IPWF next year.
Yeah, coming out of that Rascals and FBI match, we got a third member in Myron Reed to show
that was cool. Almost forgot that.
Rascals, which he was wearing their gear, so I'm assuming he's if he isn't signed, he's probably on some kind of like at least in like a year kind of probably like
he's deal. Another. I don't remember if they have 2 weeks or 1 week, you know, left.
Yeah.
When is Rebellion? What day is Rebellion?
Actually, 2 weeks. The upcoming.
Okay, so he does have a match. He does have a singles match coming up, so.
Yeah.
That's good news. Okay, so yeah, Rascals, blah, 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 blah. Wait, what the hell happened? What did I?
Oh, you kind of went ahead with Gresham and
I was making sure of Rascals one. Okay, so yeah. And then Bay Kazarian. I thought this was cool, like most matches. I mean, like, they don't have bad matches, you know what I mean? Like, they have good talent. Like, it's an interesting matchup, Kazarian versus Bay, but, like, I don't know, like, where's it going? Is it going anywhere other than Kazarian's an awesome dick?
Yeah, at first I was kind of good with it, but, like, it's like they're all over the board with what they're doing with him currently, like, because, like, he's targeting EY one week, and now he's kind of, like, picking fights with, I don't know if it's guys that he feels he can handle because they're smaller than he is, or less experienced, or whatever, but, like, I don't know, I just kind of felt like this was probably the only kind of random match, it wasn't a good match, but I thought it was very random.
He did beat Ace, and then Bay talked about it, so, like, they did set it up and all, but it's like, I don't know, also, why, like, shouldn't they be worried about, like, why not have tag matches together? Why are you worried about Kazarian, who fucked you over once? Like, it's wrestling. How many times have you gotten fucked over in wrestling? Okay, backstage, this was weird. So sorry, Kazarian got the win over Bay there. Promo for Masha in Russian.
Fade to black, I guess.
I love the Russian promos. What about you?
Oh, yeah, it's different. It kind of takes me to the, like, WWE with Lana and, Miro now, but I can't remember what.
Makes you think of an old school, like, a Samoan, like, screaming or something. I don't know. I know she's totally.
Yeah, I kind of like it because you don't know what's being said, and it's like, kind of like, Drago in Rocky IV, like some of the stuff he would say, and it's like, what's he saying? You know,
Keeps you guessing. You know, it's probably evil by the look on their face.
But
Alicia Edwards walks in and asks her to be a tag partner. So, I mean, that could be interesting. Masha in the system, right? Well, I think she would have to be because Alicia's not leaving the system.
Sadly for us, I think we know the better of it due to the spoilers. Well, I already forgot. Yeah, I don't think that's what ends up, but I mean, that could have been.
Okay, so that's not going to be a team?
I wouldn't think so, no.
Okay. Sorry for a little spoil there, anyone. That was totally on Gary, though. Not me, like usual. Okay, just announced. Or no, not just announced, was it? They just put a graphic out, I saw, for the Monsters Ball match, which is, sorry, it's mentioned right here. What am I saying? Just
oh, match. Very, very cool graphic as well with Conan and Pete.
I'll give it stuff for that.
This horror fan loves it. I just seen it before we went to air. Really cool graphic. I don't know who's doing the graphics for TNA right now, but man, they've been on fire.
My only worry with that is when they put them together sometimes, it looks very similar to AEW cards.
Oh, does it?
It makes me think, shit, they got the same person and maybe they're working together, but no. I mean, I think it's clear that, I don't know what's clear to me anymore, to be honest. That, I was going to say, I think it's clear that, you know, the only person, the only people that TNA would work with is WWE, but I don't know. Well, I guess I do know. I mean, I don't think WWE would allow them to work with AEW, probably, right?
I wouldn't think so, but I mean, then again, I don't know, the Forbidden Door is, we've seen some really
believable
happenings thus far, so I don't know. I think at this point, WWE knows they're bigger than everybody else, so everybody's a little shark in their huge ocean, you know what I mean? So,
yes. Also, just quickly look at this. TNA has this week on Explosion. They signed Gresham, Impact results, and Hammerstone will settle their rivalry. I think that's like four things from the last... since April 4th. Yeah, that's like one piece. That's not even news. It's like one thing a day, man. That's rough. I don't know. They gotta stop making shit up. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Talk about the goddamn shows on... What the hell is it? On Impact Plus. They don't even put that on their own site anymore. The food fight or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I just randomly see the talent talking about these shows.
Or, you know, this might be a good point to, like, maybe, you know, just kind of... talent they're not using, maybe kind of set a plan in motion to kind of get them in some of the movies that Gravitas, you know, why, even if it's cameo appearances, kind of.
I think we're dreaming, getting them noticed
at least, you know.
I'm afraid I think we're dreaming with that since they barely will promote, you know, their own goddamn show. They got rid of the replay of their own show, TNA. Which is, like, I don't know. How much do they care? I guess we'll find out in the coming whatever. One thing I didn't like about the Monsters Bowl, or I don't like, is why are you having a Monsters Bowl 2 weeks before Rebellion when it should be at Rebellion, unless there's just some bullshit and it ends up being Steve versus PCO versus Khan, or PCO just wins and then there's something even crazier at Rebellion.
Like, I have no finality in this upcoming week's show.
I don't know. Also, just, Steve has to pop back in. So, or does he? I don't know. He's wrestling Laredo Kid this week, who seems to be getting a push. Okay, so, yeah.
Last week, yo.
That's a little random.
Yeah.
Okay, Ash by Elegance versus Ian Brookside. I feel like this match has happened a lot, but maybe not. I mean, this was fine. It wasn't bad, which I thought maybe it would be. I've never really seen Dana Brooke in the ring, to be honest. I know she's hot, and that's kind of like her, what she's known for. And I think Batista tried hooking up with her once, like on social media or something, and I don't know, whatever. That's all I know about her.
Her name was Brooke before. I did.
Yeah, Dana Brooke, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Easier to remember than Ash by Elegance, also.
Oh, yeah. And we wouldn't have to have the creep factor.
Good God, Jesus, yeah, really. The Iceman, the icy creep coming up and screaming as he should be doing like a cool voice, but whatever. So I mean, Zia's again. We keep mentioning Zia, how she's done really, pretty good goddamn job.
The major push she's been getting. I kind of feel like right now she's probably possibly the biggest.
She did lose here, but yeah, she probably
Jordan, of course.
But yeah, no, you're right. But,
right now.
I was talking about that with Robles, how they badly need we were talking about like a heel faction of Knockouts, and I'm like, okay, yeah, but they're gonna be against one person, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's gonna be all against Jordan and Zia. Like, they need more faces. They just need like 10 more Knockouts, Jesus. And I have no idea where the Lander comes from. Like, I'm just so not into this at all. I don't get it. Like, she came out of nowhere. She wrestled a year ago. Like, I don't know how she even gets a title shot. It's just weird. It's random. I feel like she's just an obvious loss, and they had no one else for her to lose. I mean, I don't know. You care about this match?
Not really, because going into it, there really isn't any payoff to it, because, like, it's not for any titles. I mean, I guess it's for maybe her, more or less her image, I guess, because she's like, she thinks she's superior to every current Knockout going. Maybe she.
Sorry, I meant Steph.
I quickly jumped over to
Steph DeLander without naming her. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Do you really care about Steph DeLander versus Jordan?
Maybe other than just maybe the power side of the matchup. Other than that, no. I mean, I think they dropped the ball with Steph DeLander a while back.
Yeah, a year ago, yeah.
And when they didn't sign her back.
You can't just pick the ball up and
play.
You got to dribble it for a few months.
I kind of feel like they're forcing her on us. Now they got a package.
Oh, totally.
That makes it even harder to get behind, because I really don't.
Yeah, and I know. Yeah. If you don't know this, we are very anti-Cardona. He shows up. He doesn't do shit. Doesn't bring ratings. Talks like crazy. Doesn't promote. He promotes his own shit. Maybe he'll retweet TNA once or talk about something he did. He will always want to go back to WWE. He will always finish every interview basically with that. You can't have a guy like that on your show. I don't know what I mean. Sure, you could have, but not a guy like him, who's not even that talented to begin with, and boring. I can't stand him. Whatever. I don't even know what. But yeah, he was on the show. I'm gonna say I don't even know why we're talking about him, but he was on the show. So. And then the main event, I thought was very good again.
Their main events have been pretty much on point over the last month, but there was a time when they were kind of lackluster, and this was beyond average main event here, so very good to see.
I feel like it's not like last year when they had
definitely always
mentioned Saban and Speedball. I feel like they had like three matches of the years by this time last year. And, I don't know what the match of the year would be yet, right now, this year.
I think the bad part of this is we knew going into this with the rumors or innuendos and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Out there
that Shelley and Saban were going, which we knew the result was going to be. And that, I think, you know, I think that's the unfortunate thing with Impact. Don't have these.
Well, so Shelley was getting interesting, turning heel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think without these big money deals, I think that's the part that I don't like for TNA. Like, that's very, their future's kind of bleak in that regard, because, like, you can't keep certain talent, you know, in storylines. You just have to write them off, and we're supposed to accept that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to blame them all the time, but, I don't know. I blame TNA for a lot of things, but what the hell can they do when you got WWE out there with killing it, and then you got Tony just throwing billions of dollars at everyone who's in, not all the top people that are on WWE. Tough. Like they're,
it's tough.
Tony Dreamer said a while ago, like, you know, we're kind of stuck with, and I hated that he said it out loud, but he was honest. He said, you know, we're stuck with whoever doesn't want to go to WWE or AEW.
Yeah. And I mean, I think what makes it tough is because back in the day, TNA had the Panda Energy, you know, the money coming in, and like when that was pulled out from underneath Dixie, I felt really bad for her because everybody was bashing her, like, oh, the product's not as good. And it's like, well, she doesn't have that funding that she had when she first took over, and it's like no different now. And like, we don't, they Anthem does what they can for the product, but they don't go full in, and I think that's hard to accept as us for TNA Impact.
I do think Dixie, even at her worst, was more interesting because she was more, more of a fan, and she, you know, she had wrestling people and like these guys who were just, looks like straight up business.
Oh yeah,
they haven't brought someone in, you know,
it's possibly two different minds, one Canadian centered. One, you know, like two different cultures, you know, like maybe they consider it like we use it for content, whereas Dixie was used because she loved the sport, you know, or kind of like her canvas or whatever.
And it also makes sense because of Scott, you know, even if I didn't like the dude, he wanted to kind of grow things and do things. And they were like, nope, we just want to, you know, kind of stay where we're at and be a write-off or make a little money off it. Nobody has any fucking idea how much money they're making. I'll tell you what, AEW is losing money, though. WWE is making money, and no one knows shit about TNA. Maybe they're making money. Nobody knows. No one can say yes or no except the owners. Go ask Dave Meltzer. He has no fucking clue. He won't even answer you.
I think at this juncture, though, if they were losing money, I think they would be looking to sell the company.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Hang on, I thought I missed. Oh, yeah. Did Eric Young show up at all? I mean, I don't see it here. I'm looking at the Kazarian match.
I can't recall. If he did, it was like maybe back.
I'm scrolling down, and I totally forgot they're still having a feud.
I don't, kind of confused me because, like, I don't think he was on the show, but I don't know. I've been waking up in the middle of the night, and I have it on Pluto TV, and I keep hearing Eric Young saying that speech he said there at the top of the ramp and stuff. And like every night when I go to bed, play it. You're like, he was on the show this week. Like, no, he wasn't on that.
He wasn't. But he's facing Kazarian at Full Metal at a Full Metal Mayhem. Like, how do you not build that?
Yeah, that's really pathetic.
Like, how
really
do you not just have Eric Young come in? They should be killing each other. It shouldn't be a Full Metal Mayhem match unless they're not killing each other at all moments.
It's the EY, you know, Miller kind of built a company, you know.
Yeah, very odd. That was very odd. I don't know. Maybe he was sick or something. I don't know. So, whatever, though. Things are kind of lackluster right now. When we need something crazy at Rebellion, I think, to turn shit around. Other than that, I don't know. Go check out Gary's horror channel. He's got much more going on. There's a lot more horror news in the world.
Yeah. I haven't had too much. The one company I've been working with has kind of like had nothing for me, so I've been kind of having to do the other one a little bit. But Rich, I guess the Hammerstone and Walking Weapon match was added this week to the upcoming Rebellion, in case anyone missed that. But that's all the news that I see on my end. And It's about 12 nights away from Rebellion, and that's probably about the biggest news that TNA has.
Well, I have some breaking news. I just fell in love. I just saw a post from Ohio Valley Wrestling. There are announced matches for this week, and someone named Angelica Risk. That's a pretty girl against Gemma.
Oh, I thought maybe that was Angelina Love's new name or something. I thought maybe she was trying to...
Tony Gunn is still there. I mean, really thought TNA would have that dude.
Yeah, I don't understand why they didn't at least give him a try. I mean, you know, digital media.
No, they were stuck with... okay, so next week there's a contract signing with Jordan and Steph DeLander.
Okay, I did.
Moose vs. Trent 7. And that's all I can remember. Hang on, I think 411 has... Nope, hang on.
And as we close in on the winding minute of the eclipse coming up soon, Jay.
Yeah, it's getting like so dark right now. So.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's getting like it's almost like it's gonna rain here. I don't know.
Yeah, I was hoping it would get pitch black and I would play some sounds or something and I would kind of go out like I was getting destroyed. But whatever, let's just get out of here because I want to go check out this eclipse that's starting soon, and we're going to keep it right under 50 minutes, which is easier to move around. So check yous out next week.
Catch you next week, everyone.